This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj Subramanian.
Columbia Journalism Review ran a piece that took a look at how right-wing media has been covering the coronavirus pandemic. The story says the coverage was characterized or has been characterized by faulty projections, inflammatory anti-Chinese rhetoric, and over-the-top praise for President Trump. And we should note the piece was written by Howard Polskin, who is the president and chief curator of The Writing. CJR describes it as a website that aggregates stories from right-wing media outlets on a daily basis to inform mainstream and liberal audiences. The site also tracks and analyzes traffic to conservative websites on a monthly basis. The Writing began operations in 2017. What are your thoughts on this take that the right-wing media coverage has been characterized by faulty projections, inflammatory anti-Chinese rhetoric, and over-the-top praise for President Trump?
Well, I think before we ever had this crisis of health and this pandemic, we also had a crisis of faith in media that was manufactured by the ultra-conservative right. And what you saw was, in the years building up to this, were these cable news networks and so forth and internet websites that have treated journalism not as the public commodity or the public asset, I should say, that it has always been, but the commodity, a commodity of which they can make money. Whereas in historically, TV and radio networks, news was just a service and it lost money, and it wasn't meant to generate money or profits or revenue so much as their entertainment shows. But now they've blended these two, right? So where you have these talk shows and basically taking one angle or another, and it's kind of weaponized and politicized our information. And now we're wondering, and maybe some people are wondering, not all of us, but some of us are wondering who to believe. And so now we have a crisis of information. And I think it's especially coming to a head with some of the most life-altering times that we've had since World War II. And I think we need to seriously step back and question and think, who do we trust in this time of need?
I would say this is an environment for information that can really spread fast because everybody is a little bit on the edge. People really don't know what's happening. It's uncertain times. And this is exactly how media can be misused to get their ideas across to people. And that's the problem with the media that we see with the right-wing media, because they want to fill in something on their agenda. Like, hey, oh, this is not right. This is good. This is bad. So what happens is when people take cues from that and then they start passing it along, that's going to be problematic. Look at what happened in London. People went and started burning 5G towers, cell towers, because a lot of people are saying, oh, these 5G towers are emitting radiations that is actually helping the coronavirus to actually, infect more people. And people fell for that. People started burning towers. See, this is what is problematic, because when information is misleading and people fall for it, and in turn, they do something as an action, that is going to be problematic. I mean, we haven't come to that point yet, but we have to stop this at this point unless it's going to be a little bit very, very serious. And that's what we need to keep in mind, that we have to be very skeptical about everything. But the problem is, we are so opinionated, we are so very biased, we are so very, focused about our political views, we actually try to kind of hold on to those ideas, and that's problematic given the situation right now, that it can be very detrimental to the society.
Well, I would agree, Rajvi, that we should be skeptical of all the information, because there's just a lot we don't know about COVID-19. We don't know about this novel coronavirus. We're still learning as we go along. But you have to take in account what the scientists, the medical professionals are telling us, and use the best information available to us. And I think one of the problems with the right-wing media is that when they disagree with something, they try to deny the facts or they try to bully others. And you just can't do that with a virus.
And I agree. And you're leading up to something that's very frightening, is that why does science or fact, for that matter, have to be a liberal cause? Why can't we all get on the same boat with facts? Are we going to get to the point to where there's a water main break and there's a boil order and some of us are going to not believe it and or take heed and boil the water and some of us are just going to keep drinking from the tap? I mean, you know, and that's an extreme example, but I think that's what we're coming up to here, because we're so divided and so mistrusting, or some of us are at least, of what we all used to unite behind as journalism, as news, as a public asset, and something to be obeyed and to followed, and of course make up your own mind at the end, of course. But we don't have that, and we've had a disintegration of that in these last in recent history.
Well, you compared this, or you early on, Will, you said this is the biggest crisis facing the country since World War II.
I think so.
And everyone eventually got on board and pulled in the same direction during World War II. Certainly, there were some people who wanted to stay out of the war initially.
Right.
But at some point, for the most part, the nation pulled together and moved in the same direction. I don't know if we'll get that with this current pandemic, this current crisis. Part of the problem is that it's just something you can't really you can't see it. It's not like the war was very visible. This is something some people are going to ignore until they get afflicted with it, or a loved one becomes very sick. It's perhaps difficult for some people to grasp exactly what is going on because of that.
Exactly. And because we're so isolated and siloed, this is something we talk about in higher education all the time, is being out and uniting and team building and so forth. And we're asked to do the opposite right now for obvious health reasons. But you know, these ideas of spreading opinion and propaganda over facts is so insidious and just incredibly crazy. I mean, how do we combat that? And perhaps it takes a pandemic for people to understand what it is that journalists do, that it's in the best interest for the public. Journalists serve for the public. And I think what the president doesn't understand doesn't serve the president. It serves the people. And I think we're witnessing this struggle right now as we speak.
See, I think one of the things I also like to highlight is about the media. You know, you're talking about the right-wing media, talking about, well, this is a Chinese virus and, lots of other things. But if you look at the media across the world, everybody is, having some kind of opinion, and people actually take that as in the face value and blow it out of proportion, because they are amplifying these, isolated opinions into, mainstream media. And that's the problem. For instance, if you look at Middle East, what they call the virus? They call this an American virus, because they think this is a bio attack against their people and all this stuff. Yeah, and also in some countries, they are thinking, oh man, this is something that they're doing this to control the population and all this stuff. So there's lots and lots of opinions and all those information that are actually getting blown up by all the social media, Instagram, TikTok, and WhatsApp, and WeChat. These are some of the social media platforms across the world where information passes so very rapid. It's more like virus. It's more bad than virus. And that is exactly the problem with the media. Whether you're right wing or left wing, please understand, we don't want to stoke any kind of hatred against any particular ethnicity or any particular ideology and propaganda, and try to stick together and try to, come over this crisis. I think this is what is the need of the hour.
Well, and I think you touch on something there that's been a problem for quite some time now, is that some people are considering opinion to be fact, and there needs to be a clear distinction between the two.
Obviously. And I keep pointing to cable news shows, not that they're the only offender, websites that people anywhere, people that aren't even journalists, that are on the air. But we have a news at the top of the hour, and let's let this bleed into some debate. There needs to be some final better hedging or fencing going on there that separates those opinions from the facts. And I think we've blurred that for such a long time that it's difficult for some people to make that distinction. I find new students that are coming in that are aspiring journalists or wanting to work in this field having a tougher time distinguishing between the two than some of the students I had, say, 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's a lot more work to come up with facts than it is to just bloviate.
Exactly, and this is the challenge we're seeing, and this is the damage I'm trying to undo as an educator.
We are going to wrap up our discussion for today. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.